TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, sort of. Hopefully your last day of the week. Maybe not, but it is for us. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here in the bunkers. I'm trying to get this microphone.
Yeah, I came in hot.
Headphones ready. Yeah, you came in. But yeah, man, it is a beautiful Wednesday day before Thanksgiving here in Atlanta. The roads are clear. We just talked about that everybody's at the damn airport.
Yeah, because they're not on the roads.
They're not on the roads. Everybody's on the airport.
But they're not at daycare.
But if you are out there, make sure that you guys are being safe and all that other good stuff, man. Yep. As we, like you said, this is our Friday. We'll be out the next couple of days getting ready. And it's always crazy when we get off Friday. I mean, like on a Wednesday. And then come back on Monday, and it's like everything seems old.
Yeah, yeah, right. Everything that happens, I mean, we won't talk about anything that happens today. Even the Thursday games, by the time we get to Monday, it'll, and so much is happening this weekend too, you know. Like, that's the crazy part of it is, you know, Georgia Tech play Friday.
Yep.
By the time we hit the air Monday, yep, everyone's going to said what they could say about that.
Right.
Obviously, we'll still react to it on Monday. The Falcons play on Sunday against the Jets. And I mean, it's just a full weekend of football. You got three games tomorrow. You got a Black Friday game in the NFL. Obviously, a bunch of the rivalry games in college we played on Friday, including Georgia Tech here in Atlanta. Tons of good rivalry games on Saturday. And then a full slate of NFL games on Sunday, too. Yeah, man, I don't know. Monday's going to be packed. There's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, man. And obviously, the Falcons are going up to New York City or New Jersey to take on the lonely, hapless Jets, mm-hmm, and Tyrod Taylor.
Keep them hapless.
Yes, make sure you keep them
that way. Don't be bringing
any
hap with you.
Make sure you keep them that way. But, yeah, I mean, it's always fun, the rivalry week, as we talk about. We know that with this new expansion of the college football and conferences and things, a lot of them had went away. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Like, I used to love watching Texas A&M and Texas play. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Georgia Tech's not going anywhere. But then you have the Iron Bowl.
For now, yeah.
The Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, the what did we figure out what it's called up there in Michigan, Ohio State? That game right there. Arizona State play tomorrow.
The game. It's just the game.
The game.
The game.
They play that game.
So the big game then is Cal-Stanford. Okay.
Yes.
So the game.
Okay. Then, I mean, then you got your squad. You got Washington, Oregon. I mean,
we don't have a name for that yet, but we're going to get one. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, Tennessee has implications. I mean, if you're Vanderbilt, you find a way, might maybe find a way to get in. USC, UCLA, well, we know that where that crap has gone ever since then. But
they had to show a video at practice to the UCLA kids to update them and inform them about the rivalry,
right,
so they could try to get excited for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because so many people have left. I mean, you know, they've there's been a lot of change in that program.
Uh-huh.
That's not great. That's not great when you have to, you know, you have to convince people, hey, by the way, the rivalry game that we're playing this weekend, it means something to the fans of the team, the alumni, and all that stuff. So if you guys could go out there and give it the old college try, that'd be awesome. And that's sort of one of the downsides. Like, we're in a place here where it's pretty easy to forget that some of the changes in college football have actually sucked
right.
and have alienated some fan bases. Like, you know, you're a Georgia fan, you're a Georgia alum, things have been pretty damn good for Georgia.
Right.
Georgia Tech's having a really nice year. Abe's a fan of Indiana, so that's been fun the last couple of years. Like, my school got to go to one of the bigger conferences.
Abe went to Indiana.
Yeah. He's a fan of Florida,
yes,
so he's
thank you.
He's
thank
fired
you.
Up about Jed, thank you. Jed
we're
Fish.
Not gonna, we're not gonna let him get on.
Yeah, but right? but that's, you know what I mean though? Like, yeah. people think about the Indianas and right, the Vanderbilts right. and the schools like, wow, look what can happen in this new era of college football. That is one of the things that could happen. One of the other things that could happen is the soul can get sucked out of your program and you can have to show them a video to get them fired up for the rivalry game midweek because UCLA football has never meant less than it does right now. You know what I mean?
It's unbelievable how the program's just falling off like that. Like, it's one of those things where if you're UCLA, you just ask the Big Ten, can we go back?
Yeah, can we just, come on. Yeah. We made a mistake.
Because that was a big part of that USC thing. It was like, it was a package deal with UCLA.
Yeah.
Can we just go back, please?
Yeah, we made
a mistake. Big mistake.
We want to go back to the Pac-12.
Yeah, we made a
big
mistake.
We weren't even good in the Pac-12. Like, we didn't want the Big Ten smoke. That wasn't a good idea.
But I think that's the crazy thing is like, can we just please go back, man? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, we thought it was the grass is greener over here. But I mean, that's all them
schools. Some stuff's greener.
That's all them schools out there. Like Cal, damn Stanford. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, man. Because, I mean, there is the money that big a difference?
No, well, that was just, I mean, that was, we got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Like that was get to a port in a storm.
Go back
home. At that point, right? I mean, because the Pac-12 was collapsing.
Go back home.
Look, once UCLA left, the thing ended. Right?
Yes.
And once USC left, the thing ended and UCLA went with them. And then Oregon and Washington jumped ship. And at that point, everybody was like, all right, we got to find shelter in this storm. Otherwise, we're going to get left out. And Washington State and Oregon State did get left out. Yeah. And they're going to play again, by the way. They've already played once this year. They're playing again this weekend because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's how they have to fill out their schedule. I'm just saying, like, that's just my only thought about the flip side of all of this.
Right.
It's like we spend a lot of time because it behooves us to talk about how it's still great and still really fun. And it is, especially if you're rooting for the right programs and if your teams are covered. But I mean, there's more change coming and not all the change has been beneficial.
It has not.
Like, some of these teams have gotten screwed
yes.
and left out in the cold.
It's going to continue to happen. We know that. It's going to continue to happen, man. But yeah, it should be a fun weekend of college, but obviously we'll get to all that. Roddy's going to join us earlier than usual. Because it's always Friday. He's going to be here today with us and get a chance to talk to Dave Archer. Under center play action still trigger work?
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Especially if it keeps working.
Yeah. I mean, not the fact that it's a quarterback who has spent his entire career doing it.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
All right.
I think that's – yeah, it's been an interesting – understandable, I think, to me, but interesting conversation coming out of the win on Sunday. I do think that – have to put into context exactly what happened on Sunday, right?
No.
Like, why? Well, can I?
Yeah, you can. I'm just saying.
You mind? You don't have to. But I do think it's possible that they, you know, they scored 24 points on the Saints.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I'm glad they did, and I'm glad they only gave up 10, and I'm glad they won, and that's great, and I hope they continue to do that. But also, they, you know, you watch the game. The Saints are just really not a talented football organization. And
it should look like that again Sunday.
I hope so.
It should.
Yeah, I hope that it does.
I know they're outside, and that's a tricky area. That's a tricky stadium with the wind and all those different things. But it's happening. Jets are freaking awful.
They are. Again, that's why I'm just not going to, you know, I hope that it does. I'm not that far removed from it not. You know what I mean?
Like, it looks like it's supposed to rain.
One 60-minute performance against the Saints isn't going to flip my whole perception of what has happened this year.
Not one bit.
To me, the more important thing than Kirk Cousins being under center and the offensive operation looking better was Devon Diablo being back out there on defense.
Flying around,
and the defense being like legitimately a plus when he is.
Right.
I mean, they're 4-2 in the games where he's played the game. He got hurt in the San Francisco game in the first quarter, and that game kind of went how it went. Probably goes different, at least a little bit, in terms of them being able to stop the run if he's in it. And then they lose all four games that he misses. To me, that was the biggest, most noticeable difference on Sunday was, wow, the defense really is pretty damn good when that guy's out there.
Yeah, I mean, and you got the young players, they're all getting better and improving. And so you see signs of guys who can be playmakers, and obviously having Diablo back is a big deal because he allows Caden Ellis to do the other things that makes him such a good player, rushing the passer and things like that. And so, you know, you got to go and figure out a way, because what the Jets are going to want to do, they want to run Breece Hall. We know this. They want to. That is how their offense works now. That Tyrod's in there. Garrett's not in it. Garrett's not playing. So I mean, there's really. I mean, you got AD. That's about it as far as weapons on the outside. So you have to figure out a way to stop the run, and meaning that you got to whip the man across from you. I mean, this is a smaller defense. They, you know, penetration, all those different things. But they got, because it's all the Jets got. That's all the Jets got. The Jets got, they got Breece Hall, who is a great playmaker. They throw him the ball, also Buck. I mean, he's just that good a player. You shut him down, you shut this team down.
Yep.
Because defensively, they got some. I mean, Jermaine's gotten better and
they
better.
They traded all their guys.
But they traded all their guys.
He
traded away your best defensive tackle. You traded away your best corner.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't have a lot when you look at where they are defensively.
You're playing a team that, like, the Saints came into the year knowing kind of what it was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jets knew, like, maybe they did, but they were trying to, you know, like, I don't know, who knows, maybe.
Right.
I mean, they know now. Yeah. Like, they're 2-9 now. They've switched quarterbacks. They traded all their best players on defense. Like, they know what it is.
Yeah.
They've waved the white flag on the season. They're acquiring first-round picks for the future. So, yeah, you know. So make them look like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Make them look like the team that waved the white flag 2 weeks ago.
But you remember I said yesterday, I was like, but the Falcons are just a damn team that loses.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm not there yet. I don't know what it would take. Take a couple, probably. A couple more performances like that. And I'm not trying to rain on the happiness of winning the game against the Saints. It's great. You beat your rival and you looked better than you have. I'm stopping short of the...
Figure it out.
The rage that people seem to be filled with over, you know, the offense looking how it did versus that team.
Right.
Like, of course it was going to look different. It was a different quarterback.
Right.
Like, they're going to run different stuff. Also, of course it looked good. They were playing that team.
Yes.
Like, you don't think Penix could have put up 24 on the Saints?
Yes.
He had put up more than that on other better teams.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. It's called, and I don't remember the name you called it, but it's called, basically I call it the pyramid of blame. The pyramid of blame, and now the play action, Kirk Cousins under center is the next thing. They win on Monday.
And I don't blame people.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you should feel that way. It's an awful season.
Be mad at people.
But I'm saying, like, they're going to win on Sunday. What will it be? What will it be? Monday.
It'll be the same thing.
Okay.
Because it'll probably look the same.
Yeah.
Right? They'll run a lot of the same kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know. They'll score 26 and give up 17. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
If they give up 17 to this ragged ass offense, man.
Huh.
If you give up 17 to this ragged ass offense.
All right. How many do they need to give up?
I mean,
12?
10.
10?
Yeah.
27-10?
Yeah.
Then people are going to be furious. That's the worst score. I don't know. People are going to be mad no matter what. They're 4-7. If they win, they'll be 5-7. We'll come back and tell you what's trending to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I didn't really compare him to everybody else. Yeah, I kind of just compare him to what we thought we can get from him. And we got him. You know, we immediately talked about those guys being able to be an immediate edge presence for us. And
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Being able to go out there and be contributors from day one. So I think they're at expectations on what we kind of hope they would do. You know, you never really want to put those sack expectations on rookies. We kind of talked about this early on. I think the sack leader last year from a rookie standpoint was Jared Verse with 4. Mm-hmm. And so it's like sometimes you put unrealistic, you know, expectations on some of these young guys coming to the league because of what the freak did. Javon Kearse did his rookie year, right? Just as an example.
Yeah, damn, we said that. Didn't mean you said it and say that crap right after draft day?
You brought up him as the example, yes. And then we dug into it, and we're like, oh, like all of the best seasons by rookie pass rushers are by guys that went on to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Or like Will.
Javon Kearse would be a Hall of Fame if he didn't get injured.
Right. Yes. Or either Will or would have had circumstances. Yes. There's various circumstances. But yeah, like – yeah, they're special guys that you've heard of.
I thought Verse had more than 4.
I mean.
It seemed like
maybe it was.
Because he was so damn impactful.
Yeah, and he was impactful. He was like a really good rookie edge rusher. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing is rookie edge rushers don't get double-digit sacks ever.
No.
Like really ever. Jalen Walker's got 5 right now, and James Pierce Jr. has 4. So with a bunch of games left, who knows?
Who knows?
But like, we said at the beginning of the year, like, if those guys can combine for double-digit sacks, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, they're one away from that already. Yeah. And look, I mean, the stat is the stat, and that's great. But you've watched him play. Jalen Walker's missed 2 games, mm-hmm. and he's got 5 sacks. The difference that he makes on defense when he's out there, James Pierce is relentless. Like, you can tell that as he grows with his technique and in the league, he's just, I mean, you can tell he's going to be a really good player.
He's going to be a good player. They both are going to be good players, and they're both young, and you see they're getting more comfortable in what they do. The one thing, like you said, like James Pierce just keeps rushing, man.
Yep.
He just keeps rushing. Like, you can't stop blocking this guy because his retrace is so good, and we know Jalen came in. We know that he came in NFL ready to play the run. We knew that. We thought, you know, the pass rush because, you know, he went back and forth so much at Georgia between inside, outside, that he's just focusing straight on the outside, and he's just going off straight athleticism and work and will and all those different things to get where he is as far as where the sacks are, man. But, yeah, these 2 kids are going to have a bright future here in Atlanta. The biggest thing for them is health. I don't care who comes in or if anybody comes in, new defensive coordinator, these 2 dudes are one of those dudes that you know what, just put them on the edge and let them go.
Yeah.
Put them on the edge and let them go.
That's the thing about the season is, I mean, obviously it's so frustrating to be at 4-7 at this point. Like, a lot of the questions we had, rookie defensive line, like, how are they going to manage? Dorless has taken a huge step this year.
Yes.
The young, like we just talked about, the 2 rookies have been really good. Zach Harrison, when he's been healthy, is having the year of his career.
Rook has been playing well,
Rook's been playing well. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, that whole – because that was kind of where we started day one at training camp was, I know the quarterback is going to be a big part of it and should be, but their front 7 is young.
Yes.
And we didn't know really what to expect from Divine Diablo.
Correct.
And he's knocked everybody's socks off when he's been healthy too. But again, he was out for 4 games. They lost all of them. And quarterback inconsistency and just classic Falcons late game falconing has led to where we are right now.
No doubt about it, man. It's like, you know what? You know what's going to happen before it happens, especially when the game is late, tied, or they're up by 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
And you you hate to say that. You know what's going to happen, but it does happen. It happens more times than not. Sometimes they hold on. You talk about last year and all those different things as far as the comeback win against Tampa and things like that, but they're more like how they were in the 4-game losing streak, finding a way to lose football games when you have the lead, can't get a stop, can't catch your ball, get out of your coverage lanes. Like, those things, bad management of the clock, missed kicks. Like, they've lost 5 of those games by that.
Yeah.
by that.
That's right.
By one of those five things I said is the reason they lost.
They've lost five coin flip games.
Yes.
So just take the lower number and say you won two of them, yeah. Right? If you were 2-3 in those games where you missed the extra point, you missed the field goal late, you didn't cover the kick, you whatever, like you didn't tackle in overtime, whatever it is. Two out of three, then you're six right yep. now, and you're tied for the lead in the division, yes. which is so frustrating.
Yes, I think that's the thing about it, because it's a what-if year.
Yep.
It's such a what-if year. Now, there's still a lot of ball left, and you can – you know, you don't control your own destiny, but your destiny is still alive. I think that's the biggest thing that you got to focus on. I know I still see people talking about playoffs and all the scenarios, man. Let them win this game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the problem about teams like, you know, there's no reason to look forward to anything. You got to beat the Jets. Just like we said last week, you got to beat the Saints. You got to beat the Jets. I don't know who they play after the Jets, but I mean, the focus should.
You want to know?
No, I really don't care. Okay. They got to go out there and beat the Jets.
They're better than the Jets, the team that yes. they're going to play.
Yes.
No, the Falcons are too, yeah, but the team that play after that is the Seahawks.
Oh, okay. So, all right, well.
That'd be a good one.
You worry about that when it gets here, man.
Yeah, it is, yeah. For sure. But that's why, you know, that's when we talked about this little three-game stretch. They needed to go 3-0 and get back to 500 by December. Well, they blew the first one, yep. obviously. Got the Saints, which they should, and hopefully they can get the Jets too. And it's like, all right, good. Like, win the games you're supposed to yeah. win. They've already lost games this year they were supposed to
yes.
win.
Yes. And then they won games maybe they shouldn't have won.
Hey, they're going to be favored. They're 0-3 this year when they're favored.
Dang
it. They're favored.
They're favored. Yeah. They weren't favored last week?
No.
Oh.
Remember that?
That's
as the
right.
week went on?
That's right.
They were favored on Monday, and then by Friday, they were like 2-point underdogs
yeah,
or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah. They're 2.5.
Yeah, they're 2.5-point favorites like over said, the Jets. What can we do to get that line to flip?
39.5.
We need them to be underdogs.
50 degrees and rain. Possibly. Possible rain.
Okay.
All right. So big run game.
Big run game.
Big run day for the boys, man.
Yeah, would Drake London being out flip the line at all?
I don't know. Because there hasn't been – I'm sure we'll find something out today about him. You know, we did talk yesterday. Right. They did sign another wide receiver that Kurt's comfortable with. It'll be real interesting because the week-to-week thing, when Bergeron was week-to-week and mm-hmm. Drake was day-to-day, Drake ended up playing. Bergeron was out for a couple weeks. So Drake's week-to-week started last week.
Right.
And so I don't know if he's going to play this week.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does. All right. Dave Archer is going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on all that. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator of Georgia Tech's offense.
At the end of the day, they got a block. We got a tackle. And somebody's got to do it better, and that's a very tough thing when you play them because they stretch you horizontally, they stretch you vertically, they stretch you with tempo, they stretch you with numbers counts because of their quarterback. So Buster does an awesome job, and that's continued this year.
Yeah, I mean they do a lot of stuff that captures your eyes, you know, and you're looking one way, you're looking at the jet sweep, you're looking at the motion, and then all of a sudden Haynes King's coming back under in a counter or a quarterback draw, quarterback power, something like that, or he gives it and everything like this is it. This is one of those eye games. Buster knows how to attack Kirby's defense. We know that. And we understand where they are as far as their quarterback. He is the head of the snake.
Yep.
You get to him, you got the team. You know, they're not very good defensively, especially against the run. So I anticipate Georgia, you're going to get a big dose of run. But I think, you know, it'll be – because we talked about it yesterday, Pitt did such a good job on first and second down with Georgia Tech. They really, really did, especially early on in the game. I know they're the number one offense – if you're talking about yards in college
not
football.
Not anymore. They were.
Yeah, in college football. But I think
they're five now.
Oh, damn, they went down that far.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty tight
it's
at
pretty
the
tight.
Top.
But I think
pretty
know,
tight at
when,
the top.
When you look at the Tech, that you just got to make sure you read your – they're going to make some plays because they got, you know, they got that eye candy that, you know, you if you hesitate for a second, they're going to capture the edge. Or they're going to get out of position in your gap, in the A or B gap, and then Haynes King's going to fly through there.
What kind of game do you expect it to be in your mind when you think about the matchup? What kind of game does it need to be for Georgia Tech to win?
Georgia has to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I think Georgia has to make mistakes in this game.
Self-inflicted. Turnovers
stuff like
on
that.
Offense.
Yeah, other than that, if this is a straight-up game, I don't think Georgia Tech has a chance. But I think if we allow them, because the one thing about it is they're a wounded dog. Now, they are in a position where they're on a short week just like we are. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a disappointing week. They've been struggling the last 3 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Can you make the biggest – because they didn't look past Pitt to get to Georgia.
No,
sometimes you play a lesser opponent.
That's not an overlook.
That's not an overlook right there.
And so they just got beat.
Yeah, and so now you got to deal with the fact that you got beat this game. You got to get ready for a Georgia team, an offense that is hot right now.
You could maybe say they overlooked Boston College because they were looking at Pitt and Georgia. Maybe.
But they weren't overlooking Pitt to get to Georgia. No, because how important
they needed it game to get to the ACC championship
and so
game.
It's going
to
be one of those things where I think if Georgia does what Georgia's been doing, and Georgia, the biggest thing that they've done is they started fast. They've started fast on offense, and if they can continue to do that, they'll be fine. They'll be fine in this football game. I think it's going to be a dogfight. The line is 13.5. I think it's going to be like that, but it'll probably be late. I don't think there's any quit, but I think if you get to Haynes King early, because Pitt was knocking the crap out of him. If you could get to Haynes King early, that's why I said I wonder what Buster's going to do, because I was so curious why Buster started the game the way he did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still a mystery to me. In a game like that where you had to have it to go away from the thing that you do best early, and when they went back to it, I mean, that's how they got back in the game.
Yeah, and they got back in it, too.
I mean, it at a time looked to me like they were going to come back and win that game. And then obviously the big mistake at the goal line and kind of went the way it went in the second half. But, yeah, no, I mean, I just – if it's a shootout, then maybe. But I don't think Georgia's defense is doing shootouts anymore. I think they've made the adjustments that they needed to make. And I know C.J. Allen's not going to play. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Well, do we know C.J. Allen's not going to play? We just sort of assume he's not going to play.
We have Roddy.
We'll talk to Roddy about that. But they've won shootouts against offenses that are better than Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Ole Miss and Tennessee ranked right in front of them.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of one of those litmus test games of like, all right. Because my theory is they weathered those storms with a very young defense and have improved along the way. You've seen it against Texas and Mississippi State. I think that they're much better than they were back then.
I agree.
So we'll
see.
Because Tech's offense is statistically similar to those guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's statements made on Friday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
The Hawks freaking lost.
My bad, CJ.
CJ said, "Wine this."
Yeah. We can drink and shoot, okay?
Yeah, wine this.
Yeah. I guess he's not only focused on his vineyard. Man dropped 46 on him last night.
46.
Like he was at Lehigh. That was crazy. The Hawks, that was bad, man.
That's awful.
That's probably the worst one. I mean, losing to the Spurs with no Wemby, too, and giving up 135. I know the are they better without Trey stuff is fun for people to say. They're not.
No.
It'd be really good for them to get Trey back. Hopefully they get him back soon.
Mike's yesterday was the –
yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. Okay. I haven't heard any updates as far as his assessment. But, yeah, it'd be nice to get your best offensive player back out there. You're going to be giving up games like that to the Washington Wizards. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him after this on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get into a NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now as we look ahead to five straight days of NFL football. Yeah. Thursday, Friday. No Saturday, sorry. You get just college on Saturday.
Just college on Saturday.
And a bunch of games on Sunday, obviously, including the Falcons and the Jets right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then Monday Night Football as well, but really good Thursday games. So we'll get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. College Football Corner at 12:20. We'll react to some of the rankings last night and keep looking ahead to the rivalry weekend that starts on Friday as well. But Dave Archer joins us at 11:40 on Wednesdays to talk Falcons, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Much better this week than we did last week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. I've always wanted to ask a Georgia Bulldog this, and I don't know why I hadn't, but do you guys really hate Georgia Tech, or is it just their pesky little brothers that you're gonna slap away with your hand? What do you do?
You hate them. Yeah, I don't. Ain't that clean?
Oh, you
about
do.
It.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's,
yeah.
Okay.
Nah,
Nothing clean about it either. Not clean for you.
I mean, but I think it just depends on who you ask me personally. It's a hatred, but it's not like I want to go kick them in the nuts or something like that. I just don't like them.
Okay.
I just don't like them.
I just didn't know if it was like your little brother running around, you slap him in the head, knock him off. You say, okay, all right.
I mean, obviously they have a little bit of that, you know, but yet, you know, that you know, they've beaten us from time to time. You know, just like, you know, your brother might beat you at foosball or something like that. Not basketball or something like that.
Not a real sport.
Not a real sport, but like foosball or a video game.
Not a real
You know, or something,
sport.
Or something like
sport.
That. I got you. Or something like that.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. I just always wondered that. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that.
Falcons got the upper hand in the rivalry on Sunday, and now they lead the all-time matchup 57-56. So they got them by one after beating them on Sunday. Look, obviously we understand all of the stories going into the game with Penix being out and Kirk Cousins being in. What do you make of how he looked and how the offense looked and kind of how they ran things differently with Kirk being in there on Sunday?
I thought there was some good stuff, Andy, from a getting off your initial read. If you look at it from a quarterback perspective, I think that when you begin to talk about Michael and continuing to learn at this level, and obviously Randy be the first guy to tell you, there's looks that you see in this league with matchup zones now and all the different things they try to do. They don't do at the college level. So things are much cleaner at the college. Hey, I got cover two. Hey, I got cover four. I got cover three. It's man free. You know, the basic stuff, but all of a sudden you get these combination scenarios that you're kind of learning on the fly. And I think that that's what Michael kind of was going through. And he tended to camp on that first read, to not get off that first read to get to the second one. I think he was starting to progress that direction. I think that the first half of the Carolina game was kind of an indication of him kind of moving to another level, and then all of a sudden we lose him, he gets hurt. But that was what you saw on Sunday, a veteran quarterback that did not camp on reads. And Randy, I don't know if you saw this, but I thought he even got off a couple reads maybe too early,
maybe,
just because he was trying to process stuff. But all of a sudden, Charlie's catching the ball. Algier's catching the ball in the backfield. You're getting the ball to Dylan Drummond. And it was nice to see other guys get involved because Drake wasn't there. But that was what I initially saw, Andy, was just the processing piece of it, which I felt like kept things moving a little bit.
Well, what about the return of Diablo, Dave? I mean, when you look at it.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
What does he do that gives this defense the edge that they have when he's in there?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Well, he does what three other guys have to do. That's what we've been experiencing with him out of the game, as you know, Randy. He's got a physicality piece to him that he's kind of grown into, having been a safety in college. And so he understands what the linebacker piece means. There's a physicality piece to it, as you know. And then the athleticism, that the safety that he brings to the table, that safety piece that he was at Virginia Tech when he first got in the league, his ability to understand where he's supposed to be in coverage, how to run and get to people in man coverage. And then he's added to his repertoire the ability to rush, understanding how to get on guys edge of offensive linemen to be able to get pressure on the quarterback, to make the quarterback feel uncomfortable. He does all of that stuff, and you were trying to combine that with, you know, Josh Woods, J.D. Bertrand, Ronnie Harrison Jr. Three guys were trying to do one guy's job. And then I think he bought something else. He's such a fun dude to be around. You guys are out here. You guys talk to him. Yeah. He's got a big smile on his face all the time. Diggs coming to work, and he just provided a spark to the defense, and I thought that was pretty cool as well.
I don't know if something has happened physically, and maybe it started before the moment that I'm referencing, but it just feels like ever since Kyle Pitts dropped that pass in Germany, something's been off with him. Have you noticed anything different, or is it just kind of the way it goes sometimes?
Did it take that play to let you know that there was something off?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe it's before that.
I think there might be something to be said. It was a little before that as well. I don't know, Andy, where he is from a want to standpoint. Uber talented dude, right? We know that.
Yes.
We saw it his rookie year. And Randy, you've got a guy that you couldn't ask for a better dude to be sitting next to talk to about the intricacies of playing that position. It's not playing. You're not like playing outside the numbers. I mean, you don't have stuff that you have to worry about that you have to worry about when you're inside the numbers, let alone inside the hash marks like Randy had to negotiate. And there's got to be a want to there, the physicality piece to it, the being able to play basketball and know a guy's going to be draped on the back of you. You still got to reach out with strong hands and pluck the football. He's just not doing that stuff. I think we see the ability to run there. And I don't know, Randy, interested what your thoughts are on just his attention to detail in his routes. Let's take a first route, for instance. He's running that inside dig route that we see Drake run a lot, you know, because Drake's out, so they go to Kyle to run that inside breaking dig route on what the first series of downs, and he rounds the route off at the top. There's no, you know, little pressure break to create some separation, and now all of a sudden the defender just rolls with him, is right on his back, and he knocks the ball away from him. The attention to detail, it's disturbing, to be honest with you. It really is disturbing.
Hey, we were just talking before we got you on about, and we played a clip with Rod talking about the two young edge rushers. And I was thinking about this when I was driving. I wanted to ask you because you watched them closely. Tell me the differences between the two, what makes them both so good, this young.
Well, one thing that's clear, and you know this, Randy, is the speed piece. I think that James is certainly a guy that kind of relies on his speed more than he does, you know, the power piece of it. I think he is starting to develop maybe an additional move where he tries to use some power, get underneath their pads. Jalen has all of it. I mean, he's quick off the ball. He does have a speed. I would say that if you ran him in a foot race, James probably wins the foot race, I would think, but it's not by a long way. But the piece that Jalen brings to the table is his power piece, the speed to power. And it came to light in that New England game where he's going against Will Campbell, their number one draft pick, left tackle. He just takes him and drops him in Drake May's lap, just got up underneath him and drove him into his lap. But the thing that's cool about him is they both have kind of a relentless motor from what I can tell. And when I looked at him in the draft, I don't know how you guys evaluated him in the draft. They were two guys that I looked at for AtlantaFalcons.com that I thought we might have a shot at. It was the motor piece to it. And I think that they've done a good job. Nate Olley, the defensive line coach, and then, of course, Jeff Ulbrich, they've done a really good job of rotating to keep them fresh. But, my goodness, you got to be excited about what those guys are. What, they got 9 sacks combined and you still got 6 games to go. And now you're the number 3 team in the league in sacks with 39. And that was something you wanted to address. Can we fix that? Can we fix taking the football away? Xavier Watts has got 3 interceptions. Pretty good draft this year for Terry Fontenot.
It was cool to see, like you talked about earlier, Kirk spread the love around in the passing game.
Yeah.
And hopefully that continues, but also hopefully it continues with Drake London in there as well. What do we know about Drake's health and when we can expect him back?
Yeah, I just don't think you're going to see him this week, Andy. It's a good question, and obviously everybody wants him on the field because we've talked about it on you guys' show. He's that Randy McMichael. He's that dog on the field that you want that'll fight you at a drop of a hat, you know, and then is maybe one of the four or five best at his position. I just don't think he's going to be able to go this week. I think they're going to err on the safety side. You know, that MCL is that stabilizer in there, and if it's weak, and I don't know if you ever had that, Randy, yes, but it just exposes the other two ligaments to serious damage. So I think they'll probably hold him out another week.
Right. What do we need to know about these Jets, Dave? We know they traded off all the good players, you know, and we always talk about Tyrod. Tyrod will get you one.
And he hasn't done it yet.
But what do we need to know about the damn Jets?
That's right. He seems to have one.
He always gets one every year.
Hopefully he'll wait another week before he gets one. But, no, I think that the thing that they've done is they've drafted extremely well with Iowa State players. I mean, that's the first thing I want to pick out. They have a lot of Iowa State guys. But, no, Breece Hall's a good back. I think that they've got a good stable of backs. And you'll see the college piece to it offensively, the zone read. So that's going to make Jalen and James and Leonard and all those guys that are going to play the edge at Akadi, you're going to have to be a little bit more sound as far as the run game. I'd be able to crash on the run game because the quarterback will keep it around the edge. So they'll have to, both quarterbacks, both Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields, will do that to you. The wide receiver core is okay. I mean, it's nothing to shake a stick at. I think offensively, offensive line has stayed intact. They've started the same five guys all 11 games. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty good. They've only given up 13 holding calls, which is the fourth best in the National Football League. So playing decently up front. Defense is where their bread is buttered. That's Glenn's side of the ball, the Aaron Glenn, their new head football coach. They've traded a bunch of dudes away, but I will say that Jeff Ulbrich told me when they went and got Divine Diablo, I said, why'd you go get Divine Diablo? Not a lot of people were talking about him. He said, I needed to get a guy that was like Jamin Sherwood and Quincy Williams. Mm-hmm. He said, I had two of those guys in my defense up there. Remember, this defense over the last 3 years hasn't been ranked less than four in the National Football League in total defense. Right now, they're 14th in the National Football League. So they're still playing a degree of pretty good defense on that side, and it's keyed by those two linebackers.
Arch, we appreciate the insight every single Wednesday, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Always appreciate being on with y'all. Y'all take care.
Take care.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst, former quarterback, obviously getting ready for the Falcons and the Jets on Sunday. And, yeah, it's interesting. They obviously traded away Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. You look at the depth chart. There's still some talented players over there for sure.
They got some good players.
Yeah, kind of what they got, though, because you look at that offense, man. I know Breece Hall's a good player for sure, running behind that offensive line, but – A.D. Mitchell gets traded over there. That's frustrating for him.
Yes,
with how good the Colts
he
are.
He hasn't found his way yet.
Alan Lazard's still there because Aaron Rodgers said he needed to be. John Natchi. Remember, he was pretty good at Alabama.
I mean, you got guys that can make plays. And the thing with it is
Arian Smith.
Yeah, he's there. He's the fourth, fifth guy. Yeah, okay. he's developing nicely up there.
A couple of Georgia guys. Well, kind of A.D. sort of. I mean, he was, yeah.
But I think, the thing with it is that A.D. has ability. You know, I know we he has ability. Alan Lazard, guys like that. Those are the guys.
Oh, Mason Taylor is their tight end.
Yes. Those are the guys that hurt you. The Lazards. Mm-hmm. Those guys They hurt the Falcons.
Yeah, the Valdez Scantling
guys. Like that. Those are the guys that hurt the damn Falcons.
Yeah, just keep, don't get too, happy about the win.
Oh, I need reason.
24-hour rule. Keep it tight against the Jets.
Yeah,
let's not lose any momentum against these guys.
Every night, including tonight, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low price, low savings. I'm sure they're going to get into that craziness.
Gainesville tonight.
That's Prep Sports Nation tonight, starting on 9-2-9 the game.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two here on a hump day Wednesday. NFL No Huddle, followed by a college football corner. 45 minutes of football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.